Welcome to Season 2 of the Biz for Good Show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good Show podcast is a fun and adventurous series that explores business, socialpreneurs, startups, nonprofits, and promotes that the true secret to success is love. Yeah.
Welcome to the Biz for Good Show! Season 2, 2018.
Hey, we got...
She's playing it.
Oh, wow.
I'm making sure we have audio.
Yeah, we've got audio this time. I bet.
We have succeeded.
Technology is all well and good. We have fixed all the technology problems in the world. Everything is good now in the world. Right, Ryan?
Yeah, let's try that again. Welcome to the Biz for Good Show, starring
Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington, a.k.a.
Pickle.
The pickle in the house right here, right now. For both of you, for those of you who have been listening to the show forever, Ryan has gone by Pickle for many, many years, and I've never called him Pickle.
I know. I in the business world, I always introduce myself as Ryan Pilkington. But in outside circles, everyone knows me as Pickle. So I'm merging the two.
Pickle.
So, anyway.
Can be only one.
We'll still intro the show the same way, but you can call me Pickle if you want.
You can call me Pickle.
Yeah. Twitter.
Ryan Pilkington. Pickle. And, of course, our amazing guest today. Actually, it's just a co-host. She's usually in the little phone.
In Colorado.
Sky Tomlinson. Sky Tomlinson, our producer, in the house. Usually, always coming from Colorado, but she is in the house today.
Yes.
Thank you for gifting us with your presence today.
Yes. This is a very highly innovative technology that we're doing. So, you know, there are going to be some bugs in it to start with, but that's what I'm studying and learning, all about education technology.
All about, we get the bugs worked out. So,
that's right.
Technology,
we
gotta
thank
love
her
it.
For all she does.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And we want to officially thank you.
Show
notes.
You've made my world rock. And, you know, you're all about businesses that do, you know, good for people. And hopefully I can do that. I'm going to grow up to be a good biz for good.
You're an entrepreneur like us. We've all got businesses and do business, and we're going to highlight you this season.
Maybe
shouldn't
I'll
say
get to come
season.
On the show from
yeah.
remote.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not next season. It's this season.
We're in 2018.
And we're giving you some teasers tonight. It is 12:30 at night. It is 2018, 12:30 at night.
In the morning.
So we're giving you some teasers. We're going to have some folks on the show. We have audience. Give us a yell, audience members. We're toying with the idea of always having audience members. We'll see if we can round people up to have audience members. We'll just
please
give people
come.
Up. Hey, come be in the audience.
Hey, there's a guy over there.
Yeah, grab that guy. Anybody that can yell.
So we're on episode 50.
People. Episode 50. You're not a legitimate podcast until it's 100, but hey, we're close now.
We're halfway there. We're chasing it down.
Okay, you're official. We're official, but anyway. When we celebrate 100, it's going to be crazy party time.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Sky, how do you feel about 2018 since we got you here?
It's really exciting. I'm seeing all the businesses that are, you know, kind of coordinating, and they're getting that vibe. I think this ripple effect is going out. And, you know, I'm big on the butterfly effect, social butterfly.
Yeah, I like your scarf.
Skylight Solutions. It's helped my business so much.
Yeah.
Just you guys doing this is helping people. It's raising consciousness. Everybody wants to do that. And that's, you know, my goal for next year is to help people, show people how to do social media, because a lot of people don't know how. And I'm doing a big dissertation study to prove that.
She's working on her doctorate. She's just about ready to finish her doctorate.
Master Sky.
So, you know, just helping people cross the digital divide. And it's not just access. It's knowing how to push the buttons and all that, right?
So true.
Janine, right?
It makes a
she doesn't have an email address. She's the one person probably in the world right now. No, there's a few.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for helping
technology.
Me. It's helped me to help other people, and that's what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. That's what Be Good, Do Good is. Biz for Good Show is all about the good we can do in the world.
That's right.
Dang awesome.
It. We're going to keep doing it.
How do you feel about this year, Ryan?
It's going to be amazing. I can't believe 2017's already gone.
Where did it go?
Man, boom.
It, like, fast. Disappeared quick. It's been the birth of the Biz for Good show, 2018. My feelings are we're going to just explode this thing.
Well, with this new PR lady, we're looking for some bigger guns, right?
That's right. Absolutely. She's going to hunt them down.
We're going to, like, have...
Hunt them down.
I don't know if we want Trump on, but you know what?
Yeah, we'll probably have him on. He'll hear about the show and want to be.
Well, Orrin Hatch is local.
Orrin Hatch. Yeah,
he's been around a long time.
Val Kilmer. No, that's weird. Where'd that come
from?
Hey,
Sundance Film Festival.
Robert Redford.
We'll just go up there and do some fun.
Yeah, yeah. Are these people doing good in the world? That's what I want to know. That has a criteria. You know, it has to be the criteria.
That's the celebrity sides, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. Yeah. But there are some foundations out there that are powered by
celebrities. Absolutely. There are celebrities that are doing good in the world. A lot of good in the world. And we're going to highlight that over 2018 and blow this thing up. Blow it up that businesses, the true secret to success is about the good you can do in the world.
And get some good big businesses out there.
Yes. Okay, today, this is a quick teaser. We're doing a quick teaser episode 50 or episode 1 of season 2, whatever you want to call it. Okay, episode 50. It's officially episode 50.
Our partners?
Our partners, yes. Give it to us. Oh, wait. Go ahead. No.
That's your line.
Oh, it's my line. EFL 360, EFL360.com. Entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. If you're an entrepreneur or a founder or a leader, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to start a business, if you need some tools, you want some tools, this year is the year of the ultimate networking group in EFL 360. So every week on Thursday from 4 to 6 is the ultimate networking group for entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders here in the Corporate Partnership Building, room 333, EFL360.com. Good job.
And then speakers,
speak up speakers.com. Speak up. If you're a speaker, want to be a speaker, if you want to learn how to pull your message out of you and get it to people in a way that you never thought possible or never understood or never knew how you could do it, we focus on entertainment, inspiring, and education. With those three mantras, we make people speakers that make an impact. Speakupspeakers.com. It is almost 1 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Yeah. We've been drinking soda.
Yeah, we've been slamming the Mountain Dew. Okay. Well, that's no different than any day, but anyway. Hey, I just noticed Momo's not in here. Oh, she's behind the... Oh, there she is! She just poked her head, and we just saw her on the camera. That's so awesome. Okay, without further ado, let's do some interviews. You're going to be on here with us so we can do these interviews with these folks? Okay.
You bet.
Very good.
All right.
So cool to be
introduce
here.
The one. I can't see who's behind me. So.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sherry Vaughn is going to come up and talk to us.
Peanut Gallery.
Yeah. Woo, 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 woo.
So I just put this on?
Yep, put that on. Okay. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Sherry Vaughn, she's going to tell you the name of your company?
Endeavor Mentoring Services.
Endeavor Mentoring Services.
He does that every time. He thinks it's
just
cool.
The name of that made me sit up straighter.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to tell us a little bit of what that is, a little bit about. You're going to give us a teaser, so don't give us too much. Yes, don't give us too much.
Just a little teasy.
Yeah. So.
So she'll be on a future show for a whole interview, right?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct.
Because I want to hear more. But yes. Let's go. This is exciting. 2018 is
playing.
Going.
I'm just playing with the camera.
Yeah.
So she's on. See, this is when you're live right here.
Okay. All right. So you want me to start?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Absolutely. It is maybe late. Bobby's did I tell you that it's late?
Bobby's late. Coming down from the Mountain Dew.
That's
what were we talking about? Okay, Sherry.
What's this question? Should we ask?
So I told you, you know, we know that the Biz for Good show, what the Biz for Good show is, businesses that are doing good in the world. And we know, absolutely know, that that is your focus as well. So tell us a little bit, what is your company, just really quickly, a super quick rundown, and what does Biz for Good mean to you, the business for good term?
Okay. So my company, I work as a relationship coach, and my I guess my overall goal is to help couples learn how to have healthy relationships.
It's kind of needed in this day and age,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we talk about, you know, how relationships are starved, you know, and how to feed those relationships. We talk about commitment. We talk about character. We talk about companionship. And we talk a little bit about getting into the head.
So why relationships? Why'd you get into that? What's the deal?
I just felt called that was something I was supposed to do.
How long have you been married?
I have been married almost 23 years.
You know, I got two or three divorces under your belt? Because a lot of people, you know, you get
no, I don't. Divorces and I know that, you know, it takes a lot of work. You know, and that's kind of my thing is, you know, we all get married. You know, it's kind of this little fairy tale, you know, once upon a time, and they lived happily ever after, and it just doesn't always go that way. You know, sometimes...
It is work.
Yes,
it's work to have a successful marriage.
And when you don't have the tools, you don't have the knowledge, it can be difficult.
Awesome.
And so, I try to give people those tools.
Super cool. I've known this lady quite a while.
All right.
She's a powerhouse.
I'm excited to have her come back and tell
and
us all these amazing
tools.
There
is a big difference between coaching and counseling.
Coaching.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
And you're more of the couch? Coach?
You're more the couchler. You're the couchler.
Coach.
My awesome husband came up with like a little thing, you know. I mean, if you want to go learn how to play, you know, some sport better or whatever, you're going to hire a coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give you those skills. They're going to give you those tools. They're going to kind of help you along.
Support you,
what I do.
Cheer you on.
Yeah, yeah. And that your relationship coach.
Yes.
You make them do push-ups and stuff? No.
10 reps is why I love you.
No, only, yeah.
10 reps of I love you.
That's
hey,
right.
That's good. 10
yes.
reps of I
10
love
reps
you.
Of I love
one,
you.
One, I love you. Two, I love you. Three, I love you. Four, I love you. I love it.
Goes along with my daily serving of love, right?
Yes. Because they're starved.
Yes.
Starved
they're
food.
Starved, so
I mean, starved loved. Them. Awesome. So what is Biz for Good? What does that mean to you? What is that term?
So Biz for Good, what that means to me, especially in my business, is, I mean, I really feel like I want to help couples to be able to learn how to communicate together and have, you know, not just a good marriage. Because people are like, oh, I have a good marriage, and you know, I don't need to go to a class or whatever. And I just don't feel that you should settle for that. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel that it should be a great marriage, that it should be a fun journey together. You know, you got married together for a reason. And so you should find that reason again and really work towards it and, you know, kind of make it a lasting, enduring, fun relationship. It's a whole journey.
Yeah,
so that's,
absolutely.
You know, so for me, that is the good, you know, because when you save a marriage and you save that relationship, you're basically saving generations. You know, you're kind of showing the future. This is how it's done. You know, this is how we love one another. This is how we communicate. You know, this is how you need to learn to feed your partner.
Awesome.
So I love it.
Love it.
And in this generation we live in, some people just give up a lot quicker than in the past. From the studies that I've noticed.
It's true. Yeah, they do. They give up.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they didn't do their love push-ups.
They didn't do enough love push-ups.
Yeah, they didn't feed it. They didn't feed that love, baby. Feed that love.
The reps of love. Oh, man.
Well, thank you, Sherry, for being on this late night show, episode one or episode 50 of season two. Welcoming in the new
year.
Thanks for being at our party and have coming out and dancing.
A little bit of dancing.
I'm speaking even weirder. Anyway. Thank you, and we're looking forward to having you on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Awesome. Right. Okay, folks.
I will be following up with you.
Okay.
Sky is always on it, always on it. Okay, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, James.
James,
what's your last name, James?
Thompson.
I knew that. I was just checking to make sure he knew it.
You know why he could remember James?
That's your last name, isn't
it? Bobby Glenn.
See, he's doing good.
James,
Bobby
I can
Glenn
remember.
James.
If any form of my name is in your name, I'll probably remember it.
Unless it's Jones.
Yeah, that's good. Well, James, welcome to the show. This is a teaser. You want to start off and tell us a little bit about you? Just just a teaser, just something that can get us kind of excited about listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am very passionate about helping younger people become entrepreneurs. I started off at a young age as an entrepreneur, and education is also very important to me. And so I'm working on some things right now to really help young entrepreneurs and give them the resources, the tools, and the community that they need to be successful.
You know, in school, they don't really teach stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know, going to high school, I mean, there's some high schools that do have an entrepreneur program, but for the most part...
Junior achievement kind of is, but it's not real, you know, a real business that you form and all that. I mean, there's some, right. Like, you did have some, the people on that had some kids.
Yeah, there are people that are realizing that the kids need to know. They need to understand this entrepreneurship thing. It's starting at a young age. It really gets their juices flowing for starting businesses.
In a dynamic world, it's always changing, and especially right now in a rapid rate that it's changing. Those normal businesses and the ones that we think of are kind of fading out. And there's a new generation rising up that needs to be coached, inspired. So thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just wondering, what kind of business, I mean, you're already working with the kids a little bit. You know, what are their ideas? Where are they coming from?
Yeah.
There's some cool stuff in the future. I mean, being the new year and all, I'm curious.
Sure, yeah, of course. So my focus is not to replace parents. It's really to help provide parents the skills and the resources to help their kids become entrepreneurs. And so you'll see a lot of nonprofits out there that try to take the place of the parents. And my focus is to be able to work on work with parents in the inner city. So I grew up in Detroit. Ooh, and
Detroit
in the 90s, and we didn't have the internet. We didn't have a lot of resources that kids have today. And so I want to be able to better utilize these resources so kids can have success.
Awesome. Excellent. Super cool. So we're going to ask you the same question. What does Biz for Good mean to James? Biz for Good.
Biz for Good. So that's a really good question. So it's all about humanity to me. It's really about people. It's not about products
people.
Or
people. We've heard that before, people. Haven't we, Ryan?
Yep, I like humanity. I like the humanity.
Yeah, humanity is nice.
But really, it's about the individual. It's about serving individual needs and getting to the heart of what that person needs. Not what they want, but what they really need.
Awesome. Good point. Love it.
I've been working with James on the sideline here where he's developing a podcast.
I am.
And I love the view you're taking with it. Did you want to sneak peek that?
Sure, yeah. So I fell in love with podcasts about a year ago. I was driving home from Atlanta, Georgia to Utah, and I needed something to listen to, so I started listening to podcasts. And I started to ask myself, why can't I start a podcast that focuses on people, average people in the community, who are achieving great things but aren't being recognized? Their stories need to be told. So often you'll hear podcasts where you'll see people at the pinnacle of their game, you know, top of success. Yeah, and sometimes for the average person, it's really hard to relate to that.
Exactly. No, that's perfect.
That's awesome. Perfect. Well, thanks everybody for, and that's a quick peek.
Yeah, we'll have them on.
Thanks everybody, our audience members. Thank you, audience members. Woo! 1 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go out with, the bands that we had at the show was 88s, the 88s, and Retrospect. And Retrospect has a new album out, and we were going to debut one of their songs here, and we're going to play it here in just a second. Unfortunately, everybody in the audience can't hear, but we will be able to hear it great. So we'll sing it, and you guys can just look at us enjoying the song.
I am not singing it.
You're not singing it? Let's see how it goes. Let's see. Maybe we could do some critiquing. You guys hear it?
The sight of you,
I think this sounds like
cool. My heart starts to pick up the pace, and you know it's true. Nothing can light up my face like the way that you dance.
Okay, folks. Yeah. Let's end it.
All right.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag be good, do good. Hashtag
be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good Show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.